Finding Your Spiritual Path, Part 3. Home is where the heart is. As there are innumerable streams and rivers flowing into the sea, countless tracks and routes to the summit, so are there multiple spiritual paths to enlightenment. It is said there are as many paths to self-realization as there are souls on earth. Faced with such an abundance of options, how are we to select the right path, our path? In this most significant of commitments, we must surely follow our heart and not our mind. For our heart is the highest guide within our present consciousness, of which we are somewhat aware. Our soul already knows our path. Yet we do not yet have an open and reliable channel of communication with our soul. It is too fine and subtle, too wide and pure for our present bumbling awareness to perceive and receive. So we must turn to our heart, which, as the moon reflects a little portion of the sun's light, offers, according to its own receptivity, glimpses and hints of our soul's light, power, and bliss. Our path already exists within and before us. It is not to be created or chosen, but rather beseeched, revealed, and embraced. Relying on our mind to choose our spiritual path is to ask a snail to judge a piano competition. In this task, our heart is our only remotely qualified or reliable instrument. Our mind is for the finite. Our heart is of the infinite. Whereas our mind employs judgment and analysis, our heart simply loves. Mind, step back. Listen to your heart and let your heart listen for the love rhythms, light songs, and joy melodies of its path. Your heart cannot help but be drawn to your path. So follow, ever follow your heart.